This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit on 7 to 9 a.m. Visit us on www.kpulpit.co.za.
If you don't know, now you know. We're chatting to the award-winning psalmist, SABC Crown Gospel Awards, Ingoma Awards, Metro FM Music Awards, Mzansi Christian Awards, and Fame Awards 2016. And his name is Aubrey Takalanindo. He joins us on the line. Takindo, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you and your listeners. Thank you so much for having me today.
Oh, man, such an honor. I normally see you on TV now to speak to the man. Look, I know I know your journey didn't start here, man, with all the fame that you've now acquired. It has.
Yeah,
it started somewhere. You were born Aubrey Takalanindo. Take us back, man. Where were you born? And I'll tell you a story about yourself that you may not remember, and I'll tell you, hopefully, it will jog your memory. Tell us about yourself, man.
Yeah, no, I'm a young man who was born in Venda. That's where I grew up, in Limpopo. I did my schooling there until I passed matric. Yeah, but as I was growing up, I was a very shy boy, so I didn't really have a lot of friends. I just had, I think, two or three friends, and then play soccer. Then after soccer, I go home and play my own homemade drums. So that's how the seed of music was growing into me. So yeah, when I passed matric, I came to Gauteng to further my studies. That's when I joined the worship team in Gauteng and met other musicians as they were coming to church, and that's how I really got inspired to get into the music industry full time.
Sure, but has it always been a dream? Because it sounds like you had an idea of where you want to go in life and perhaps pursue a professional career. When did you decide that music is your thing now?
I decided that I want to do music full time when I was already working. I qualified as an IT specialist, and then I was working for about a year and a half. That's when I realized, you know what, the office thing is not really for me. I just want to follow my passion and follow the calling of God. So when I got an opportunity to record my first album, that's when I got into the industry, and I never looked back since then. So yeah. And I knew because I was at the office, and I felt like I know I can't be sitting in the office.
Look, let me tell you something. It's worked for you, but I imagine many people are seeing the success now. They're seeing you on almost every TV channel, but there has to have been a hard work behind all of this. And the story I wanted to tell you about, I don't know if you remember this, but you a couple of years ago, many years ago, you were in East London.
Okay.
And you were promoting your music there. But you were very young then. I mean, very, very young. I imagine, I can't think back how far, around 2008, 9, 10, around that period. I don't know if you remember going
that side.
That
should be 2006, 2005.
Yes, I remember, man. And I saw this and I thought, hey, this guy has a future in this thing. And then, and then I didn't see you for some time. Because remember, at the time it was yourself and Le B. We're busy promoting their music, we're just waiting for your break. My brother bought your CD at the time. I mean, you could tell, you know, the quality of the time versus where you are now. Just give us a picture, paint us a picture of how you had your journey in the music industry up until the title that we now know.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's how we got into the industry. When I did my first album, the only way to promote the music was to go through taxi ranks, shopping centers, and we went all over the country. Like, we were promoting everywhere. I mean, if I'm from Venda and you saw me in East London, it tells you how much we were traveling. So the only way was just to promote in taxi ranks, shopping centers, because it was not easy for people to play our music on TV and radio stations. So we had to take the music to the people. And for me, I loved it, man. I loved every little bit of it. I loved traveling, so I was traveling. I love music, so I was following my passion. So I was happy. And it was not about money. As you can imagine, there wasn't a lot of money at that time when you're promoting at text ranks and stuff. But the fulfillment was, for me, that was it. Every time we finished those promotions, I would feel fulfilled. I would feel that, you know what, my life has a purpose.
Yep.
And that's why I wouldn't stop up until now.
And Taki, when was it then when you realized that now I've gotten my break? or are you still not even there yet, where you feel, I got my break and it's up to me how I use it? Sometimes, you know, we ask this question and the artist is like, well, I don't think I've made it yet. What is your story?
Okay, I mean, I don't think it's fair to say I've not made it because where I am right now, honestly, I did not even think I would be here. Obviously, I wanted to be successful. I wanted to inspire other young artists. But where the grace of God has taken me, it's something that I had not thought of. But now that I'm here, obviously, when you reach a certain level, you start having new dreams. You start having bigger visions. So hence, maybe someone would say, no, I've not made it, because now where they are, they are hoping and praying for more and for a bigger level. So based on the dream that I had, I can say that my dream is coming to pass. My dream is happening, and I thank God that it is not the hard work or the hustling, because I have hustled before. When we met, we were hustling, we were all over the place, but things were not really adding up. Things were not really happening. You would just meet us there, and then after that, you don't see us anywhere, because it was not easy to break in the industry. So I can say that I really got my break in the industry in 2013. When after taking a break from 2010 until 2013, I took a break from the music industry, and I just focused on myself, focused on what God wanted me to do with my life, my purpose, and my calling in the music industry also, just to find myself so that I am that kid that you know now. I don't sound like someone else. So that break that I took, it made me to realize that, you know what, I am also called as a psalmist, because I relate so much to the life of David. As a psalmist, David was anointed at the age of 15, but he only was appointed at the age of 30, and that's what happened to me. I started singing in the worship team after my father passed on in when I was 15 years old, and then my music took off when I was 30 years old. So that's when I realized that, you know what, there's a lot of similarities. And I love writing songs that ministers to God. I love writing songs that ministers to people. I like giving people hope. And I think that is the message that God has given me through my music. So, yeah, I mean, it was not an easy journey. And there's still a couple of challenges. But, I mean, no, man, we have to thank God for His grace. I mean, with where we are right now, honestly, it is the grace of God.
No, amen to that. Look, I appreciate your outlook. I mean, I've asked this question so many times to different people, and this first time I'm getting this kind of response where it's a true reflection of what you've gone through, and you are able to appreciate where you are today. Of course, there are bigger dreams. Of course, there are bigger plans.
Exactly.
And I believe that with your dedication, you will achieve them. By the grace of God, you will get to where you want to be. And just on a comment on what you just said, your last line in that you write music to minister to God, but also to minister to people. You know, I'm also speaking, but there's a song you did. I think you performed it also with Spirit of Praise, Unandaba. Yo, that song, man.
Yeah.
It came at the right time in my life. And you'd imagine I tried to understand it. And eventually, I know what it means. But I mean, at the time, it just came at the right time. Your melody, your approach to music is very gentle and is very inviting. And I'm going to ask you, please remind me, Tagi, before we go, just at the end of the interview, please, man, there's a line you say there that I don't understand. And I'll remind you of that on the song. But it's my favorite, though I don't understand it, and I'm going to ask you about it later. Now, you've won so many awards, Taki. You've been nominated so many times, Crown Gospel Awards, more than six times, you know, the Metro FM Awards. Surely these accolades mean something to you when you get to this level. You know, you said you got your break in 2013, 2014, you see so many nominations and awards. What do these things all mean to you?
I mean, for me, it's the fulfillment of the scriptures. When God says that He will cause favor amongst men. So it is not wrong to be favored by people. Because that's what God promised us in His word. So for me, when we start receiving these awards, it is the favor that God spoke about in His word. When people appreciate what you're doing and recognize your work, it is not wrong. Yes, when we get to heaven, obviously we'll still get the crown based on what God has called us to do and how much we have fulfilled. We'll get those crowns in heaven, but the word of God says that your gift will make room in the presence of kings and great men. So that is the fulfillment of the scriptures. All these achievements, all these awards that we are winning. For me, it is the favor that God has called from men to me and about me. So I don't take it for granted and I don't take it lightly.
Yeah.
I really appreciate it. And I cannot get it without the favor of God, without the grace of God.
Sure. No, 100%. And I see, look, you well traveled. I mean, you've traveled across the country. You've been in the States, you've been in Germany, Trinidad, you've been in some of the African countries. And I know your music is mostly, and you'll correct me in this, Taki, but it's mostly in your home language, which is Venda, Zulu also. I don't know if I'm missing another language, but how is the other?
English and Zulu.
Yes, of course. He can do anything. How is the other countries receiving you? How do they receive your music, and what is your experience with them?
When I went to USA, I toured the USA 2015, 2016, 2017. And honestly, they really appreciated just me being authentic.
Yeah.
It was not about them understanding. As long as I explain what the song means.
Yeah.
Like you were saying, Unandava touched you before you even understood what it meant.
100%.
And you had to find out what it means.
100%.
So it's the same thing with other countries. They just appreciate the anointing. They appreciate the soul in the music. They appreciate the melody, everything. And then that's when they want to understand what a song means. So people really appreciate it. And they get excited when we sing in our languages because that's when you are authentic and you are able to pour out your heart.
Sure.
So countries have received me very well. Nigeria, I've been there.
Yeah.
I've been to Germany. I've been to Trinidad and Tobago. Almost a lot of African countries.
Yeah.
I've been there and they really, really appreciate the music that we're doing. And honestly, I really thank God for that.
Sure. And just on a lighter note, Taki, I mean, with all the awards you spoke about earlier, the nomination, surely that must do something to your to your pricing now in terms of gigs and all of that. Is South Africa paying you your worth, brother?
honestly, I'm going to give you an answer from my heart.
Yep.
So this is my honest answer.
Yeah.
I believe that there isn't price that is good enough for an anointing.
Okay.
For me, even if they pay me 1,000 or 10,000 or 100,000, and I go to a place and I sing and one soul gets saved, for me, all that money was not worth that ministry.
Mm.
So I don't know if I'm being too spiritual.
No, I'm with you. Look, I appreciate it. It's a good view, man. I appreciate it.
But I
want to add to it just while you're responding, Taki. I appreciate that point of view. But compared to the Taki that was hustling back in 2006, that went all over the country, now you are able to say, look, I'm not going. If you were that kind of person to say, look, if they're offering 10K, I'm not going. You know, they need to up their price. Is South Africa, fairly speaking, paying Taki what he's worth?
I don't think so.
Good. I'm glad you said that because I also do not think so. I also do not think so. And I've spoken to a different, music promoters, and I do feel that people that have worked so hard as yourself, I mean, and again, not to take away the spotlight from you, but I think of yourself and the guy that, Andy Lebebula, Andy Lebe, people that are brilliant and have seen, you know, such longevity in the industry. You guys deserve all the money we can to pay for your gigs. But anyway, let's move from that. Let's talk about your music. Now, you've done two albums. There's a current album that you've done, which is what you are, I think, promoting now, Hope Arise. But I heard from a birdie that you are also busy recording another live. Am I correct?
We've already recorded. We recorded on the lockdown. So it was almost the first ever virtual live recording to be done in South Africa.
Yeah.
It was done in October, and we almost done with the mixing now. So the album should be out just before Good Friday.
Praise
so
God.
In the next 2 weeks, the album will be out, and it's Faith Revival, which is what me the lockdown after the whole pandemic, after a lot of people lost their loved ones. I mean, everyone was affected by COVID. I think you know someone who passed on because of COVID. Everyone knows someone. Mm-hmm. So after everything that we've been through and a lot of pain and crying, losing money, losing cars and houses, all of that, mm-hmm. we need a revival in our lives. And I thank God that He gave me this album, and it's titled The Great Revival. And I believe that the songs in the album are about revival. Yeah. And I cannot wait for you to receive the album. I cannot wait for South Africa to receive the album and the whole world, because I believe that the message is just so relevant.
Yeah.
And already the album is ministering to me before we release it. When I'm busy listening to a couple of songs that we are busy finalizing, the album is really, really ministering to me. So I cannot wait for everyone to receive this album.
No, man, truly. Look, we're excited with you, brah. The Great Revival coming out. Did you say just before Easter, right?
Yeah, just before Easter, the album should be out.
Okay, and where do you drop it? I know often you go digital. Let's talk about that. And also, how do people get hold of your music? How do they follow you in the socials?
The album, we're going to drop it. We're probably going to do a concert maybe sometimes, but after Good Friday, so we're going to drop it online. It's going to be available on all online stores. But unfortunately, I think everyone knows that music shops are busy closing down.
So
they're closing in May. So the album might not be available in the shops.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll make sure that whatever concerts we get invited in, whatever show we attend, and churches that we'll be invited in, we'll always have CDs with us so that people can get hold of CDs.
Yeah.
So for now, we'll release the album online just before Good Friday. And then if people want to follow me and follow my ministry, they can hook up with me on Instagram as @Taki_Ndo, which is T-A-K-I-E. T-A-K-I-E. Mm-hmm. @Taki_Ndo, Facebook, @Taki_Ndo, Twitter, Psalmist Taki. So people can get hold of me and just know how my ministry is doing and what we are up to, and then you can also support us from there.
Brother, we celebrate you. But thank God for your ministry. Thank God for your longevity.
Amen.
And that you've stuck around all this time. Wish you nothing but the best. May the good Lord continue to bless the work of your hands.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And I have one question for you. When you saw me in 2006, did you know that you were going to be a radio DJ?
No. Actually, no. And in fact, this thing, I got into radio by default. My brother was a radio DJ at a community radio station in Tanzania, East London.
Oh, yeah.
And I used to stand in for him. I think I did it 2 or 3 times. And then I just fell in love with this thing. When I moved to Cape Town, I found the closest radio station. I worked there a couple of months. Then I was called to Radio Cape Pulpit in there. And then the rest is history, man. Yeah, look, you see where God is doing, where He's taking us. He's taking us to different places.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you asked this question. Now you reminded me of my question, Taki. Before you go, I'm going to attempt to say this line, and then you'll help me, ne?
Okay.
Something like that.
Okay. Listen, I think let me help you with that line. So it says, unantaba na ne yeso, unantaba na direkaba kanaba kotanga na nani meri na ipi.
Oh, man.
So that means, that means even though you are facing whatever situation, God cares about you.
Oh, man, you are brilliant,
brother. That's what it means. Direkanaba kotanga na nani meri tio na ipi. It don't matter what situation you are going through.
I am blessed. You have no idea.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, brother.
Yes, sir.
Truly appreciate this,
thank
man.
You so
looking
much.
Forward
thank
to the
you
album,
for
The Great Revival.
Thank you so much, man. I really appreciate it. I can't wait for the album to be out. I'm excited about it.
Blessings, brother. That's Taki Ndo.
Thank you, sir.
Chatting to us, of course, about his musical journey. A lot to really listen to. I mean, this guy has come a long way, and we truly appreciate what the Lord is doing through his ministry, and also just his faithfulness to the cause. Wish him nothing but the best. And by the way, here's a song, Taki Ndo, Unanda Banani.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit on 729 AM. Visit us on www.kpulpit.co.za.